This tape is property of Custer County Library. It is part of an oral history taping series. The subject of this tape is Marie Erps, spelled E-R-P-S. Her maiden name is Fox, spelled F-U-C-H-S.
November 3rd, 1920. I spent all my 40 days in Westbrook until I was married in 1928 to Fritz Erps. Going back to my childhood days, my 8 years was at the grade school in West Cliff, and then we had the high school, which I attended. About a year and a half was in the building that Jennings now has in the meat market, and then we went to the new high school. High school was very good because we had very good basketball, which we enjoyed very much. Later on, I coached basketball for a couple of years. Then after being married, Ryan lived in Silver Cliff, which in October the 2nd, we will be married 50 years. My father came from Germany, and my mother's side came from Missouri in the early days. And when they came to this country, they were still Indians up at the Pines, where they lived for a short while and then moved to Silver Cliff. My husband's both, Mr. and Mrs. John Erps, both come from Hessen, Germany, where they were married in Germany and come out here to make their home. They were farmers and lived here all their lives, and their children was raised here. I have three children, Chris Jr., Marilyn G., and Patricia Ann. Fritz Jr. spent 4 years in the Navy, most of that time was spent in Japan. Marilyn Jean is married and has one little girl. She spent quite a bit of her time overseas as her husband was in the Air Force. Patricia Ann, after she was married, she lived in Pueblo, has 4 children. She is very active in the Lutheran church that she plays with her choir and the church. My father, Leonard Fox, came to this country from Germany in 1890. He lived at the old Wolf Building in West Cliff, which was a pretty nice hotel at that time. He had a saloon. The first saloon was over where they have the picture show now, also a brewery that was south of town. The valley was not too well populated, but there were quite a few people, and at that time West Cliff was starting to build up from Silver Cliff. Silver Cliff was kind of dying down, and they were moving homes from Silver Cliff down to West Cliff, which made it convenient for them down there. My grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. John Taylor, with their family, came from DeKalb County, Missouri, to the Wet Mountains. They settled at the Pines. At that time, there were Indians at the Pines. The Indians were friendly, but the women were a little bit afraid of them, so they moved into Silver Cliff. My grandfather wasn't able to find any work at that time at Silver Cliff, so he went to Oregon to try to find work. In the meantime, out of Oregon, he contracted pneumonia and died. The rest of the family stayed at Silver Cliff, where my mother met her husband and married, and so did the rest of the family. On my side, I had a brother, George Fox, who was born at West Cliff in 1898. George, I'll have to mention this, was a very, very wonderful musician. He died very young in 1932, and leaving a son, George, who carries on the name. My husband's folks, Mr. and Mrs. John Erps, who were married in Germany, came to Custer County and settled out south in the valley. Mrs. Erps went to work for a while up in Rosita, and the story was that she would walk from Rosita down to the Lutheran church, which was about 7 miles on Sunday, to go to church. They lived at the old Erps school section south of town, which they made a pretty good living. Later on, they came, Mr. and Mrs. Erps and Fritz moved into town of Silver Cliff, where Fritz went to school at the Silver Cliff school. Mr. and Mrs. Erps had 9 children, Albert Erps, Lizzie Erps, Annie Erps, John Erps, Louis Erps, Ella Erps, Amy Erps, Walter Erps, and Fritz Erps. Some of these children are deceased and some are still living. Mrs. Erps was also a midwife. She delivered about 47 babies out in the south part of the county. they had a doctor in town, but it was so hard to come into town by buggy and horse to get the doctor to go back out with the delivered baby. They usually had the midwife, and if everything went okay, why, the doctor didn't have to go out. When I was little, they had dances down at the Eddy Valley Hall, and my mother always went to the dances, and of course I went with her. On New Year's, they would have about 3 nights of kind of a bazaar where everybody attended. They also had an opera house in Silver Cliff called the Old Phillip Opera House, where people would walk from West Cliff up to Silver Cliff to attend the opera, and afterwards would be a dance, and they would have a supper. Also, after we were married, beginning in 1928, we had dances in the country. Every Saturday night, you'd go to a different schoolhouse and enjoy yourself dancing. Also, they had real good dances in the Eddy Valley Hall, and during the 1930s, there was a hall for over Jennings Market where they had dances. Around the 4th of July, they usually celebrated about 3 days for the 4th, and all 3 nights they had two orchestras, one in the Eddy Baltic Building and the other one over Jennings Place, and good orchestra and well attended, good rodeos. In 1922, we formed an orchestra. There was about 7 of us that played in this orchestra, and there wasn't one of us that could read notes. But we played the dances all over in the schoolhouses and up at Alpine. At that time, they had a lodge up there at Alpine Lodge. We also played the dances in town. When I was in high school, I played the drums in the high school orchestra. And we also had a very good flute club. Mrs. Kugel was the head of that, and she really liked music and wanted everybody to participate in that. In 1922, when I was going to high school, we had this real good basketball team. I might say here that we never lost a game in 4 years. Annie Hansen, Betty Beeman, Margaret Kiggy, Alma Schultz, Marie Fox at that time, Grace McCormick, Hazel Roberts, and Alice Higgins was our ones that played on the basketball team, and every one of them was very good. My husband, Fitz, worked for the county for about 43 years. When he first started to work for the county, they just worked in the summertime and not in the wintertime. Later on, they started to clear the snow in the wintertime, and for that, they used an old tractor and a grader that they put behind the tractor. That cleared the road. Sometimes they would leave home and be gone for 3 weeks and wouldn't even know where they were at, trying to clear the road for people to get to town. They had a bad blizzard about 14 years ago, and Fritz was out in that blizzard for about, well, he left in the morning about 6 o'clock, and they didn't get to him until about 1:30 the following day or morning. And he came home, ate his breakfast, and went right back again. But everybody was concerned because the weather was so bad, they didn't think they were going to be able to get to him. Mrs. Ruth Wolf lived out toward the mountains, and when we had a bad snow, she was always blocked. So when Fritz would go out that way to clean the roads, he would always swing in and go around her house so Mrs. Wolf would be able to get out at least to her mailbox and somebody could pick up her groceries and bring them to her from town. She was always so grateful for this that when she knew that Fritz was coming out, she would have him a hot cup of coffee and some cookies.
We have been recording Mrs. Marie Fox Ertz at her home on March 7, 1978.
I know.